Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are in the second part of the shir and the sugya of Gidrei Chuppah Chalifin and Chalitza in Kiddushin and Daf Gimel, Amud Aleph and Amud Beis. And in the first shir, we asked about 20 questions on the sugya, so I direct you there if you want to know all the kashas, and now we're going to answer them based on the kuntros Orah V'Simcha. Rashi had a difficulty. If we already explain that it says Lashon Terachim is because there's a plukta, sometimes yes and sometimes no, so the word Terachim is coming to be Memayit. So what is it coming to be Memayit? So therefore Rashi says at the beginning of the sugya that we learn together, meaning it's the end of the sugya, but it's the beginning of what we learned, the end of the previous sugya. Begimel drachim lema'utei chupa delo kanya. The drachim is coming to exclude chupa, which doesn't acquire. In other words, if he brings her into chupa, b'derech kinyan, similar to kesef, shtar, and bia, that he does himself, then we learn from drachim delo kanya, that's not midarche hakinyan shel kiddushin, and it's something else. It's a mice of Ishus and Nisuin, but it's not Darche Kinyan of Kiddushin. And this is even Shaykh to Rav Huna. We asked why Rashi seems to say it's the Kulei Alma. I, Rav Huna, doesn't exclude chuppah. No, Rav Huna agrees. We'll see chedushim meire einayim. Rav Huna agrees with lemeute chuppah delo kanya, because here we're talking about regular chuppah, when a man is machnas a woman to his rishus. Since that's not a standard kinyan, it's a ma'aseh of ishus and nisuin. It's not kona. It's not like a shtar and bia. Not like kesef shtar and bia. So he's also, Rav Huna is also molde that chuppah doesn't help. And therefore Rashi said, it's perish l'kulei alma. And therefore Rashi explained that we know from the Lashon of the Mishnah. That it says, how do we know this? Because it says in the Mishnah, b'gimel drachim. So this gimel drachim, this derech, b'gimel drachim l'mute chuppah. So this derech means these three ways, but other ways not. So what other ways not? Very simply, chuppah. Chuppah is not a kinyan like kesef shtar and bia. Now the Gemara asks another question. Minyan lemute mai. Now we're asking on the number three. Could have said b'kama drachim, b'drachim halalu. Why did I say three drachim? And in that the Gemara answers that the minyan has come to be mai chuppah. According to what we said, it's shver. We were ready memayit chuppah from drachim. Once we were memayit chuppah from drachim, what are you memayit chuppah again for? From three. It's already memuat v'omeid. It's already excluded. So we have to say that even after we know that his maisa chuppah l'shem kedushin is not kone, there would still be room to say that a ketana whose father gives her over in chuppah l'shem kedushin will be mekudeshes. So even though mitzad darchei akinyanim shenal baal, it doesn't work, but it should work in an ander ofen, in a different case. The father gives the girl over and makes her the kinyan of the baal, but derech memela. Maybe that would work. The husband making a kinyan. Hey, it's not like kesef shtar and bia. It's nisu and it's ishus. Not a maisa kinyan of the baal. So therefore the Baal does it, it doesn't work. But wait, if the father gives her over, maybe it does work. Not mitzad darchei kinyanim shel Baal. But if the father gives her over, it's a different type of chuppah, the two types of chuppah. There's the chuppah where the husband brings her into his rishus, and then she's young enough where the father gives her over. Maybe that should work. And that's Taka the Shita of Rav Huna, that chuppah is kona. When is chuppah kana? Like Rashi tells us. That's why Rashi changed it. Rashi said, we asked, why does Rashi say she masur lavi l'chuppah l'shem kedushin? Why is that the scenario? Why is that the tziur? Why don't we just say regular kinyan chuppah? The answer is, because here we're talking about in the next stage of the Gemara, we're talking about where the father gave her over, and there Rav Huna says that chuppah is kana. And the Mishnah is holding, I mean, the Gemara is learning that the Mishnah is saying that chuppah is not kana. But that's the type of chuppah that's under discussion, the father giving her over. And that's why we ask, why does the Gemara have to say Rav Huna learned it from a kal v'chomer? Because it's telling us that we're talking about where the father is giving her over. Because the only way to learn the kal v'chomer is where the father is giving her over. Because what's the kal v'chomer? Well, ma kesef she'eino gomer, if kesef doesn't finish it off. Kone, but it does start, it does make the original kinyan. Chuppah she'gomer, it's chuppah which makes the, finalizes it, which makes the nesu, and eino din she'tikne, it should certainly be kone in the first place. Now that's not shaykh in the ma'isa of the Baal. Because the ma'isa of the Baal is just a mere ma'isa ishus. And you can't learn ishus from the kinyan of kesef. But b'mesiras ha'av, where even in nisuin there's an inyan of kinyan, so there we can learn a kal v'chomer. And Rav Huna learns from this kal v'chomer. In other words, the Gemara is telling us the kal v'chomer because we're trying to learn what type of chuppah we're discussing here. Later on, the Gemara rejects that kal v'chomer, learns by matzah, but we have to know what type of chuppah we're dealing with here. We're dealing with a chuppah where the father gives her over. And that is the type of kinyan that can be learned from kinyan kesef. That's kinyan. Not when the husband just brings her into his rishus. That's a matzah of ishus. When the father gives her over, you could say that's a kinyan. Because here it's the father dealing with the husband. Kinyan. He's giving her over to the husband. And not just this matzav avishus. So that's why Rav Huna learns the kal v'chomer, and the Gemara says it's coming to exclude it, but the Gemara is coming to exclude from Drachim, we excluded regular chuppah, and here we're saying an even bigger chiddush, even the mesiras avia, the chuppah, we're also excluding that type of chuppah. And it's also mafurish in Rashi, on the kal v'chomer Rav Huna, Rashi says, "Uma kesef she'eino gomer, lehotzia mirishus avia, lemaisia dea, uli yirushasa." Kesef doesn't complete it to take her out of the rishus of her father for her maisia dayim and her yerusha. So in other words, we're talking about yitzia mirishus avia. That's the issue here. It's not a regular chuppah. Some where the father gives her over. So kesef isn't gomer to be motzi her merishus avia lemaisia de'al erushasa. Maisia daim and yerusha are still shaykh to the father. But chuppah is gomeres. So therefore a chuppah should certainly be kona. But again, you see that the issue is the type of chuppah of yitzia merishus avia. We also asked, why do we need a special number? We said, if there's kesef shtar and bia, so we know, other things not. The answer is that since this chuppah that we're talking about through Mesiras Ha'av is through Mesiras Ha'av, I might have thought that she's mekudeshes with this chuppah. Why isn't it mentioned in the Mishnah? Because it's not included in the Maisim of the Baal. The Mishnah is only talking about the Drachim of Kinyan HaBaal. But this is Mesiras Ha'av. So it's a different type of Kinyan. And therefore, we have this minyan. We say three and no more. The emphasis is on three and not others. In other words, if we just would have had Durachim, but De'elu HaDurachim, but Durachim HaLalu, you would have said, these types, but the Chuppah is a completely different category. But it says this minyan to tell you, not even Mesiras HaIsha, only these three ways. Rashi earlier, we were medayik, he says, "Begimel drachem lumate chuppa delo kanya." And here Rashi says another lashon, "Ena mekudeshes bekach." Why? Because we're talking about the drachim. We're talking about these are the drachim of kinyan habal, and the drachim of kinyan habal, chuppa doesn't work. But here we're no longer talking about the drachim of kinyan habal. Here we're talking about a completely different type of kinyan, where the father is giving her over. So the Mela Rashi doesn't say the Lokanya, because that's only talking about Drachim of Kenyan Abal. Since here it's a different category, it's not the Lokanya. Here it's the father giving her over. Therefore, Rashi says Ainam Akudash is Bekach. So two different Lashonas, because we're talking about two different types of Chuppah and two different types of exclusions. First, we're excluding any other Drachim of Kenyan Abal, and now we're excluding other types of ways to get married. Also, they're Ena Mekudeshes. So now we can ask according to Rav Huna, who holds that the minyan is coming to exclude not Chuppah but Chalifin. So here we're definitely talking about a Maisa Kinyan of the Baal through Chalifin. So therefore, Hadra Kusha L'Duchta, the question reasserts itself. Why do we need a minyan? Why do you need to say three? Just say Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. And don't say that we're talking about a different category, because it's not a different category. Chalifin's in the category of Kinyan Abba. So automatically we're excluding Chalifin. So therefore we have to say differently. Not that the Havamina would be that it's not mentioned in the Mishnah, because it's not Shaykh to the Suga Kinyan of the Mishnah, like we said by Chuppah. But Adarabba, it's not mentioned in the Mishnah because it's included in the Mishnah. Now it's clear that Chalifin isn't a shtar, and it's clear that Chalifin is not Bia. So therefore, Medarv Sagan, that Hava Mina Shun Nichlal Bedin Kesef. For Kamash Malon, the minion, that Chalifin is not included in Kesef. So here it's Moiridik. The Hava Mina would be that Chalifin is included in Kesef. Not that it's not included because it's a different, not that it's not mentioned because it's a completely different sug, like we said by Chuppah, but because it's included in Kesef. And therefore we can understand why the Gemara didn't immediately say, L'kulei Alma, just start off the sugya, be straight, be glach, and say, what's it coming to exclude? It's coming to exclude Chalifin, and that's the Kulei Alma. Then you don't have to get in trouble with Chuppah. Why do we have to say Lemute Chuppah? And then, but according to Rav Huna, we have to come on to Chalifin. So based on what we said, it's beautiful. Because we'd rather come to exclude Chuppah, which isn't in the Mishnah, than exclude Chalifin, which could be included in the Mishnah. Chuppah clearly isn't in the Mishnah, so that's what we want to exclude. Chalifin could be included in the Mishnah, because Chalifin is a type of Kesef. The Gemara says, yeah, so Chuppah doesn't work according to Rav Huna. So what is Rav Huna going to say? So we have to be Nitchak a little bit, and we have to say it's coming to exclude Chalifin, even though Chalifin could be included in Kesef. Kamashman that it's not. And for this reason, the Gemara doesn't give a reason for the Havamina that Chuppah is Kona, and not a reason for the Miut that it's not Kona. The Gemara just says, stop. It's coming to be Mimayit Chuppah. Minyana Dereisha Lemute Chuppah. Zeko. Chalifin, we have a song and dance. According to Rav Huna, who says that chuppas koneh from a kal v'chomer, what's coming to exclude chalifin? Kesagad, I would have thought, since we don't kichuf mstair from us, the mechani v'chalifin, mechani v'chalifin. It's like the fields acquired with chalifin, so we learn kichuf mstair. Since we learn kesef from stair, we can also learn chalifin from stair. And just like a sad is nikkus b'chalifin, so too a woman, gevaldik. Yeah, but what do we have to have that whole thing by chalifin for that we don't have by kesef? By chuppah. The answer is, this is not the sugi of kesef, of chuppah. There's no reason for us to discuss why chuppah yes, and why chuppah no. Minyan adoration, lamutei chuppah. That's it. Chuppah no. Why not? Look elsewhere. Ask your Rebbe. Ask your mother if she studies Gemara. But by chalifin, we need to explain pshat. Chuppah is bechal not included in the Mishnah. The Seder, it's coming to exclude chuppah. But if you say it's coming to exclude chalifin, there we have to understand, but wait a second, maybe it's included in kesef? So first we explain why we think chalifin is included in kesef. Chalifin is more complicated. Why we think it's included in kesef? And also, once we know that it could be included in kesef, why it's excluded? Why kama shalom that not? That's why the Gemara says in the Havamina, Sal kadai tachamina ho ilvagamar kesef mistei Ephron. So it's not just the Havamina that we should learn chalifin and exereshava mistei Ephron. Just like similarly we learn kesef, we're also going to learn chalifin from stei Ephron. No, remember we said in the previous year we were medayik. Lashon of the Gemara is ho il. Since we learn kicha kicha from stay Ephron, in other words, since we learn kesef from stay Ephron, chalifin will also be learned from stay Ephron, because chalifin is included in kesef. That's why we had to bring kesef in. We asked, why do we have to bring kesef in? Learn chalifin directly from stay Ephron. We know there's a connection between woman and sadeh. So just like a sadeh chalifin works, so to a woman chalifin works. What do you have to bring in kesef for? The answer is we're trying to prove that chalifin is under the rubric of kesef. So therefore it says, ho ilvagomar kicha kicha misteafron. Since we learn kesef kicha kicha misteafron, and chalifin is under the banner of kesef, so therefore, just like sadeh can be acquired with chalifin, Isha nami mekanya bechalifin. A woman can also be acquired with chalifin. And we were medayik. A woman also. It's not exactly the same as sada. Why isn't it exactly the same as sada? Because when you're acquiring a sada with chalifin, that's directly learned from that a sada can be acquired with chalifin. It's a kinyan bifnei atzma. Sada gets chalifin. Here, the chalifin is only a sub-kinyan. It's only under the banner of kesef. So therefore it says, af isha nami mekanya b'chalifin. A woman also, it's not exactly like sada. Sada chalifin is the primary kinyan. And here, by isha, it's a sub-kinyan of kesef. And that's the whole mahalach, the whole shaka b'tari in the Gemara. Lemutei chalifin, the Gemara wants to understand, what's the havamina? What's the havamina of chalifin? The answer is because chalifin is included in kesef. So the Mishnah doesn't have to mention chalifin explicitly. Because when it says kesef, it said chalifin. And how do you know this chalifin works? Well, we find by sad it works. And therefore, chalifin, which comes from kesef, should also work by a woman. But again, it's not exactly the same. Chalifin is a primary kinyan by sadeh, but not by isha. So it's not just a regular gzeir shav from Stei Ephraim, but it's via kesef. It doesn't go on a direct, it's not a yashir, all the buses here. Is it a direct bus? It's not a yashir. It goes around a little bit. First it goes to kesef. Chalifin says, kesef, I'm in your category. I'm derived from you. And then memela, you're derived from sisadeh. So I'm also included in that now. The Gemara had to explain why we would think, we couldn't understand that in our own chuppah, we understand. Not included. But we have to understand why you would think that chalifin would be included, and the kamash malan that it's not. Why chalifin would be included in kinyan kesef, the kamash malan that it's not. But that itself we have to understand. How do we think that chalif is included in kinyan kesef l'gabei kiddushin? So we have to say that be'emes b'chol kinyan kesef, there are really two parts. Number one, giving the money creates a hischayvus mitzad makabel. I give somebody money, so here's the hischayvus now to give me something back. And number two, through this hischayvus, the giver of the money has the schus to take and acquire the object. So twin kiddushin. You give money, that creates a hischayvus. And then the Harayat Mekudeshesli brings her into my rishus. Chalifin is different. Chalifin isn't a Maisa Gamur of Kicha. Here the mechanics are that something is given, I give somebody my shoe, my handkerchief, whatever it may be, and then automatically his thing goes into my, what I want to buy goes into my possession. So here, hadavar hanitan atzmo mechayves hadavar nikna lechas l'rishus hakone. Aydei shu nichnas bimkomo l'rishus hamakne. Here the thing itself that's given is mechayev the acquired object to go into the rishus of the buyer. Because the makne receives something, and then automatically the other object is given to the kone. Unlike by kesef, where just there's a hischaivus, and now the nosen kesef can take the object. So therefore, we have a havamina here, that even though we need an asina of money to create a hischaivus, to be miskadesh, that's the first part of the kinyan, nevertheless, the second part of the kinyan that's done by the amira, we can do that by lashon of chalifin. And what's that lashon of chalifin going to say? Not that I'm taking this object. But that by when I gave you the object originally, that automatically made this other object, brought this other object into my possession. So Bimkom, to take her with words, he's taking her with what he gave. What's Kinyan Kesef we're explaining? he gives her the money, and now she is his chayvus to give herself back. So now we can do the amir and take her right mukudeshesli. First, we say that right mekudeshesli. But by chalifin, the amira isn't going to be the taking. The amira is going to explain that by the giving, he gets her. And she's knuya lo mimela. So now we understand the dvar mastumim of Rashi. Rashi says that since a gnai, the maskan is that since it's a gnai hula, but the lalataris chalifin, if you have the lashon chalifin, adi yav lashon kinyan, okicho kedushin. Since it's a gnai, there's no more taris chalifin, if he gives her lashon chalifin, until he gives her lashon kinyan, okicho kedushin. So now we understand, we said it's a chita stuma. The whole tzad that he can be kona by chalifin is only shaykh to the second part of kedushin that's done by amira. That's why Rashi emphasizes here the lashon. Therefore, have a mina that you can say a lashon of chalifin, and then that will explain that this kinyan was chal b'derech chalifin and not b'derech kicha. And therefore, we say that no, since it's a gnai, he can't use this lashon of chalifin. Now the lashon is going to define the nesina. By kesef, what's the lashon saying? You have his chayvus to come to me, so now come to me. Maybe he says it, then he gives it to her, and then he's saying is that what I'm going to give to you creates his chayvus for you to come to me. So after I give this to you, now my amira is going to be taking you. Very good. By chalifin, the amira is going to be saying that my nesina is what acquires you, not my amira. By kesef, it's the amira that's taking her. By chalifin, the amira is saying that the nesina is what acquired her, b'derech memela. And that's why Rashi emphasizes the lashon. He could say to her, B'lashon. She's not acquired until he says the right lashon. So Rashi gives three lashonos. Kicha excludes chalifin. Kinyan is that's the lashon of our Mishnah. And Kedushin, that's the lashon of the Rabbanan. So the Gemara is explaining, like Rashi says, that since it's a gnai, he can't be koner with this lashon. He has to use lashonos of kicha. But the issue here is the lashonos, because the lashon is what's going to define the nesina. That there has to be a nesina, everybody agrees. The question is, how are we going to define this nesina? If it's kesef, so then the amira, after this, is who creates his chayvus, and then the amira takes her into his rishus. But by chalifin, we say like this, that enach the lashon is saying that automatically you're going to go into my rishus. But since, by the nesina, but since the kinyan was done with, we're trying to do with chalifin, and chalifin can be done with less than a shava pruta, then the whole kinyan is batal. But the issue here are the lashonos. We're not arguing about the first part. The nesinas hakesef, everybody agrees to. The only question is now the second part, the lashon. And the lashon, as we said, defines the nesinas hakesef. Either, like by kesef, now he has the schus to take her with this lashon, Or by chalifin, it's not a schus to take her. It's saying that the nesina that I gave you, that automatically puts you into my rishus. That var miflaim me'odem evinei davar bezis Hashem yizbarach heim mitzad apshat v'heim mitzad esfara. The Baal Ha'or v'simcha writes. So Rashi had to be marich with these three lishonos. He wanted to tell you. Three different types of the ikar here is the lashon. And I'm going to give you three lashonos of kedushin. And they're all significant for different reasons. Either it's because it's excluding chalifin, kicha is excluding chalifin, or it's the lashon ikri, or it's lashon derabanan, like the Gemara says, kedushin. And then the Gemara says, Miyana de Seifa. Lemute Mai. What's the minion of the Seifa coming to be Mamait? And the Gemara says it's coming to be Mamait Chalitza. Now we can't say that there's a Havamina that you didn't have to mention Chalitza. Because the Gemara is explaining it. The Gemara explains the Havamina and the Gemara explains the Maskana. Why you would think it's included and why Lamaisa it's not included. So that would make it like we did by Chalifin. Chalifin, we have a Havamina why it's included, and then the Maskana why it's excluded. So what do we say by Chalifin that's included in Kesef? So Chalitza is the same Mahalach. It's also included. What's it included in? Can't be included in Misabal, less likely. More likely it's included in Get. And therefore, the Gemara repeats the question. We ask, why does the Gemara say Lemu'utei Mai? Because the first time the Gemara says Lemu'utei Mai, what was the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's answer was Chuppah. That was the Gemara's first answer. So that means, what was the Kasha? The Kasha is, what is outside of the Din of the Mishnah? Now the Gemara is saying, Minyana de Sefer Lemu'utei Mai. So the Gemara said originally, Minyana de Reisha Lemu'utei Mai. Minyana de Sefer Lemu'utei Mai. So we asked, why, I don't know if I was clear about this in the previous shiur, but why does the Gemara have to repeat itself and say, Minyana de Seifel Amutei Mai? We already asked that. So the teretz is that originally the kash is, what's outside of the dinam of the Mishnah? And the answer by Minyana de Reisha was Chuppah. The reason we're repeating it is because now we're redefining the question. We're redefining the question. Originally the question was, what's outside of the din of the Mishnah? But now we're saying, because then we had Chalifin afterwards, and Chalifin is included in the Mishnah, and that's also excluded. You would think it's included in the Mishnah. What would you think? That's what it means, Miyana Seif Lemutemai. What would you think would be included in the din of the Mishnah? It's not included. Hashem came the Reisha. The Reisha is a different ballgame. The Reisha is Miyana Reisha Lemutemai, Lemutei Chuppah, what's outside of the Mishnah that the Mishnah is excluding. And then when the Gemara says the Miyana the Seif Lemutei Mai, the Gemara is asking the same question. And now the Maskana, the Gemara, now in the next stage of the Gemara is saying the Miyana the Seif Lemutei Mai is in Ukasha. What would be included in the Mishnah but is no longer included in the Mishnah? What would you think is included in the Mishnah but is not? And that we say Chalitza. And therefore the Gemara has to bring the reason, just like it does by Chalifin. Why would you think it's included in the Mishnah of a Kones Atzma Chalitza? And why is it? Why would you think it's included in Get? And why Lamais is it not? So therefore, when the Gemara is explaining the Havamina, it's not explaining why you would think a woman is Kones Atzma Chalitza. And the Gemara says, Minyana de Seif Lemute Mai. Lemute Chalitza. Sal Kadaita Chamina Tesa Kavachorm from Yavama. I might have thought to learn a Kavachorm from Yavama. Just like Yavama is not Yotze Beget, but he's Yotze Bechalitza. This woman who's Yotze Beget will soon be Yotze Bechalitza. We're not explaining the Havamina that she's Kona herself with Chalitza. We're explaining the Havamina that's included in Get. It's subsumed in under the category of Get. So this Kal V'chomer that a woman should go out with a woman goes out with a Get, should certainly go out with Chalitza, means that Chalitza works B'Torah as Get. Because we're understanding that the Zik of Yavama is an Inyan of Ishus that requires a Get. But since there's also some of the Kedushin of the brother, and also his Zika, so it's not enough a Get. You need a Get of Chalitza Sanal. A Get of a Sefer is not enough. So certainly a woman, Chalitza Sanal could work for as a Get. If Chalitzas Hanal can break off both Ishus and it breaks off, in other words, we have when you're using this, when you have this Chalitza, what does this Chalitza break? It breaks the Zik of the Yavama. And it also breaks the original Kedushin of the brother. So it's like a double whammy. So if you have this double whammy of Chalitza, which works to break off both the Zika and the leftover Kedushin, so then we say certainly, if there is no Zika and there's just Kedushin, Get would work. Chalitza would work. No one could argue that why would Chalitza work if by a regular woman there's Kedushin Gemurim here. By a Yavama, there's no Kedushin Gemurim. There's just the Shayari Kedushin of her dead husband and the Zika. Agopana, but we see that the Gemara learns a Kal V'chomer. And the Gemara learns, if a Yavama doesn't go out with Get, but goes out with Chalitza, this woman who goes out with a Get should certainly go out with Chalitza. So Chalitza is stronger. So therefore, you would think that Chalitza could also work out Get, since Chalitza is so strong. It even breaks up somebody who doesn't go out with a Get. It should certainly break somebody who's easier to break up who does go out with Get, a regular woman. So that's why you would think that Chalitza could be used as a Get, and therefore we bring the pasuk of Sefer Krisa, Sefer Korsa, Vein Davar Acher Korsa. That even though Chalitza is Biyavama, is indeed a Maisa Krisus, Chalitza Biyavama isn't a Maisa Krisus. Nevertheless, it's Xeris HaKosuv, that with a regular woman, you need a Maisa Krisus of a Sefer, and not only de Chalitza Sanal. And according to this, we can understand why Rashi, in our sugya, had to explain the tzadakal. Umayivam mishena yotze beget. Rashi says because we learn later on k'siv lo avelo liyavama. Just like yavama doesn't go out with a get, and Rashi says because we learn later on lo avelo liyavama. Because according to our sugya, yavama also needs a ma'isiv krisis. we're learning the Idiyavama also needs a Maisa Krisis. And what's going to be the Maisa Krisis of the Yavama? The Chalitza. But we said that the Chalitza Hanal is also a Maisa Krisis. So if Yavama also needs a Maisa Krisis, maybe Yavama does go out with a get. So therefore Rashi's had to explain. Ma Yavama she'ena yotza beget. Why not? You have to say there's a pasuk. You have to say there's a pasuk. Otherwise, why not? Yavama should go out with a get. If we're holding in our sugya that chalitza is a maisa krisis, it breaks off the shiari kedushin of the bow, and it also breaks up the yavama. So it's a maisa krisis. So why then should get not also work? If chalitza works out maisa krisis, then a get should also work. So therefore Rashi is telling us, no, get doesn't work. We have gzeiras hakasuf. That the only type of maisa krisis that works with the yavama is chalitza and not get. But that's because in our sugya, Rashi is learning that chalitzas hanal is betaras get. It's like a super get. It works to break off from her original husband. It works to break off from this husband. It's a super get. But that's in our sugya. Later on, we can't explain that way. Because after we shlug up this kal v'chomer, we want to say a kal v'chomer that a woman's yotze b'chalitza, and we prove that she's not, then the Gemara wants to learn it fakert. The Gemara wants to learn that a Yavama should go out with a get. Not that an Isha should go out with Chalitza, but that a Yavama should go out with a get. And that means that when we made the original Kal V'chomer to prove that a woman can't go out with Chalitza by saying that Ma Yavama doesn't go out with a get, when we originally said that, we didn't know the drasha. If we would have known the drasha, then we wouldn't say later on that a yavama should go out with get. Because we have a drasha that a yavama doesn't go out with get. So the Gemara did not know the drasha yet. And therefore, what's the Gemara basing themselves on when it says, Ma Yavama She'eno Yotze Beget? Why not? If Chalitza is a Maisa Krisus, then Get should also work. And we don't know the Gzeiras HaKasav yet, because the Gemara only brings the Gzeiras HaKasav later. So the Gemara said, when the Gemara says Ma Yavama She'eno Yotze Beget, the Gemara is learning that you know what Chalitza is? Chalitza is Hafkoas HaMitzvah, and therefore it's not similar to Get. Chalitza is not a super Get. Chalitza is Mafkia the Mitzvah. There was a Mitzvah of Yibum, and now there's no longer a Mitzvah. That's how the Gemara is learning Ma Yavama She'ena Yotze Beget. Again, we don't have Gzeiras HaKasav yet. Originally we said that Chalitza is a super get. And if Chalitza is a super get, then maybe Yavama should go out with get. So if we said the Gzeiras HaKasav, you don't have Gzeiras HaKasav. So what is the Gemara understanding when it says Ma Yavama She'eno Yotze Beget? The answer is, it's a svara. Because chalitza is not the same as get. If chalitza is a super get, you need a pasuk to exclude yavama from get. But if chalitza is a different category than get, then you don't need a pasuk, you have a svara. What's the svara? The svara is that chalitza is mafkia the mitzvah. And it's not an inyan of krisis at all. And since it's not like get, the Gemara understands. When the Gemara starts there on Yadalid, Maya Vamish Anayotza beget, why not? Because Yavama goes out with chalitza. And what's chalitza? Chalitza is hafkasa mitzvah. What's get? Krisis. So it's pashi Yavama doesn't go out with a get. And therefore there in the Gemara, Rashi doesn't say the Jerusha on the Tzadakal. My Yavama ene yotza beget. Rashi doesn't bring the Jerusha because there the Gemara is learning that the Yavama doesn't go out with get because of the Svara. And then we wanted to learn a Kal v'chomer that if the get has so much koach to make a maisa krisis be'isha, it can also make a hafkas mitzvah be'yavama. Get is not the same as chalitza. Still, the Gemara wanted to learn a Kal v'chomer. If the get has koach to do a maisa krisis b'isha, yivama yotzis beget mekal v'chomer. Uma ishis ish she'en yotzis bechalitza yotza beget. If the get has a koach to do a maisa of krisis, zu she yotza bechalitza, this yivama who's Kala Yoser, because she can go out with Chalitza, unlike a regular woman, so she should also go out with Get. Even though Chalitza and Get are two different categories, but we want to learn about the Koach of Get. If Get has the Koach to take out an easier woman to take out, a woman who's Yotzeis b'Chalitza, an Eish Asish, excuse me, who's harder to take out, excuse me, because she's ain yotze b'chalitza, and she's yotze b'get, a woman who's easier to take out, because she is yotze b'chalitza, should certainly be yotze b'get. What does it mean, yotze b'get? Not do a... It should make a maisa of hafka, because now we're learning that what happens by yavama, it's a svar, it's a maisa hafka, it's hafka as a mitzvah. It's not krisus. We're now learning Ma'ish Asi Sheni Yotze B'Chalitza Beget because it's Krisus. So if she goes out with Chalitza, which is Krisus, she certainly goes out with Get, which is a greater Krisus. No. We're learning Ma'ish Asi Sheni Yotze B'Chalitza. So she's harder to take out, but she's Yotze Beget. You see the Koach of Get. So Zu, a Yavama, who's Yotze B'Chalitza, it's easier for her to go out. So she certainly get works. Get has that koach, even though they're two different categories. But because here the get is just being mishamish, not as a krisus, but as a hafkas hamitzvah. And what's the conclusion of the Gemara there? The conclusion of the Gemara there is no. Don't say that yavam is yotzei beget b'kal v'chomer, because it says la v'lo li yavama. So get doesn't work. But what's the mahalach in the sugya there? That by yavama, the havamina is that it's hafkas hamitzvah. It's not a maisa krisis. In our sugya, we're learning that by Yavama, the Chalitza is a Maisa Krisis. It's a super Maisa Krisis. And then what does the law teach us? The law teaches us in our sugya, in both sugyas, the law teaches us lava lo liyavama. But the miyut of lava lo liyavama in the two sugyas is different. Because there, it's coming to exclude that you should learn a kal v'chomer, that a get can make a chalos of avkos mitzvah by yavama. And here Rashi says it's coming to teach us that we shouldn't say that get can make a chalos krisis be yavama. In our sugya and daf gimel, amud beis, the issue is chalos krisis. That's what we think that the power of the get is, and therefore we need exeris hakasa that it doesn't make a chalos krisis. There, the issue is not the chalos krisis. The issue is hafkas hamitzvah. Can a get make a hafkas hamitzvah? So Rashi wants to be merames to this chiluk. So in our sugya, Rashi brings the drasha mamish kilashona, lava lo liyavama. He says v'kasav la, the pasuk, and the Gemara just darshins la, v'lo liyavama. Meaning that yavama is not shayich to the ikar parasha of get, because you thought that yavama was shayich to get, and yibum could make krisus. And you thought my yavama sheni yotze beget yotze bechalitza zushi yotze beget and shi yotze bechalitza kamash malan. And Rashi says, how does it start? Ma yavama she'ena yotze beget. Rashi says, kasav lav lo liyavama, that we learn later on. Kasav lav lo liyavama. What does that mean? You know why yavama is not going out with get? Because we have a special gzeres hakasav. That a get is not koresi yavama. Even though you would think that a get would be koresi yavama. Because that's what chalitza is doing. So maybe get can also. That's our sugya. But in the sugya over there, and if you dalid, Rashi changes it. Rashi here is telling us that it's not in the parasha of get. There Rashi adds vikasavla. We're darshaning from vikasavla. That even though there's a havamina to learn from a completely different parasha, that it can make a maisav of kas hamitzvah, not a maisav krisus. That this yavama, that this get for a yavama, can do a hafkas hamitzvah, not a maisa krisus. Nevertheless, we darshan that vikasavla, that there is no ksiva of a get unless it's an eshesish, and that excludes yavama. Vikasavla v'lo liyavama, Rashi says here, it's not in the, there's no ksiva of a get. Even though this is not in the, we wouldn't even think it's in the parasha of get, but there's no writing of a get unless she's an eshes ish, and that excludes yavama. In our sugya, Rashi brings the etzem jerusha. And how's Rashi learning the etzem jerusha? That she's excluded from the whole parasha of get. Lava lo liyavama, because you would think she's in the parasha of get. So look, we have an exclusion. We have a miut in the parasha of get. That Yavama is out of the parasha of get. So this get krisis doesn't work for Yavama. That's what the etzem miut is doing. Lava lo yavama, she's out of the parasha of get. And later on, Rashi explains the drasha differently. He says, v'kasav la. I mean, we know she's not in the parasha of get. That we don't need an exclusion for. But you would think it's medina hafkas hamitzvah. So Therefore Rashi says, no, there's no ksiv at all, even if it's not in the parish of Get, even if it's just hafkaras mitzvah, there's no ksiv at all for a yivam. Doesn't work. So that answers b'siyata d'shmaya the many questions we have answered, Baruch Hashem. I hope we answered all of them that we presented in the first shiur. So this is a very, very deep in Yanim. And the author concludes, V'dok heitev v'chol advar malalu sheish bem kadeh l'harcha v'sadas das halomet ul'romis nafsha bez l'shem yisbrach. This can give you a gevaldike geshmak in learning to see how everything is meduktok heitev. And even if you don't agree with all the terutzim, but the ha'aris we have to be omed on. Those are definitely ha'aris. But the mahalach in the sugya definitely gives us a lot to think about. B'siyata d'shmaya. So we should all be zochet, lilmod ulam ed lishma v'lasos, and it's probably kedai to hear the shir again, two or three times, in order to get it good in your heads. Shalom, shalom, sweetie.